You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everyone? I am so excited to be hanging out with you guys today. I've got so much stuff to talk about. I don't even know where exactly to start. As you know, I introduced a new framework to you guys over the last year. It's a framework we use to launch ClickFunnels, though. I've nicknamed it the linchpin because it all relies on like this one thing that ties all of your funnels and your offers and everything together. And it's amazing. And we have a new book coming out soon, probably next week or two, about the linchpin that you can buy and you can read. Funnel Hacking Live this year is all going deep on linchpin. Our two Comical X coaching programs deep on linchpin. Inner Circle, all we're focusing on is linchpin. Like, I keep telling people, linchpin is the way. And to prove it, I have been launching business after business after business using the linchpin framework over the last 6 months. If you're on my list, you probably see a lot of them. Some of you probably haven't seen because some of them don't have anything to do with me. They're other brands we own, other companies. But man, now that we've got the process figured out, it is insane how fast we are growing each of these individual companies. And it is, I don't know, it's exciting. In fact, last week we had three dramatic demonstrations happening. So if you know about dramatic demonstrations, it's part of the linchpin. It's basically some type of an event. So two of the dramatic demonstrations were for our new supplement company called Unfair Advantage. And one of them was for was basically to get people in the ClickFunnels, but the offer was called PLR Funnels. And some of you guys saw that campaign as well. And all three of those happened last week at the same time. So like, not only are we doing them all, they're like layering different, like different businesses are doing them the same days and like back and forth. And it's insane. It's just growing like at an exponential number. And so I'm going to be kind of walking behind the scenes of just each of these different campaigns in future episodes as I kind of go through them. But I just wanted to like give you as a framework, like this stuff I'm talking about, like a lot of people like came up with a system or an idea and they'll promote it to everybody, but they don't actually do it. And for me, like this is, I don't know, I feel like if you want your business to survive in the future, like it's the understanding and the mastery of this framework. I keep talking about it, people are like, oh, I think I get it. And it's funny because last week we were re-explaining to Dan Henry because we're trying to work on this dramatic demonstration with him. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, like he got it. And he like sent this message back completely freaking out because he's like, oh, like, in fact, I wonder if I can find that for you in the next 5 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is a distinct difference. That's like the SLO, Harry Belcher's premiums. Like, they had a baby and the baby came out backwards. Like, that, dude, that's cool. Okay, so you're like, hey, VIP's $300, but if you sign up to our membership site, you get it for free, and we'll give you this cool bonus premium gift that you get. I see. You just want to grow the MRR. You don't care about, wow, that's genius. That's freaking genius. That's really genius. You're doing it backwards because you're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so there was Dan Henry having the aha, like, oh my gosh, I finally understand it. And my goal is I'm going to keep talking about it until eventually you'll have the aha as well. Maybe you already have and you're all in, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, but if not yet, like, I need you guys to have the aha. Like, it is... it's that big. It's that important. It's something that will transform your business. And by doing that, it'll probably transform your life. So there you go. There's the pre-setup. And again, if you're not at Funnel Hacking Live this year, that's all we're going deep into. Make sure you're there at funnelhackinglive.com. And what's cool is that we're using this not just for like info product companies, but like we're using it for software companies. And then this week we did it for an actual supplement company. So it works in any business. It's just understanding some shifts. So anyway, I digress. This episode is not about the linchpin at all, other than it works and we're doing it. But I want to talk about some of these different campaigns. So the campaign I'm going to talk about is the one that I think a lot of you guys probably saw. I'm guessing you heard me talk about it. And it was our private label rights. PLRfunnels.com was the campaign. We launched it and it did amazing. In fact, I had somebody who messaged me like, oh, PLR is dead. Russell, didn't you know? I was like, apparently not, because the campaign crushed it. And now the campaign is over. Now we're evergreening it. And about 2 weeks from now, it'll be back live again. And we'll keep driving traffic. And I think this will be an offer that does over $10 million this year alone. And that's exciting, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but like, if you look at how we do things as part of this linchpin, right? We do dramatic demonstrations. So dramatic demonstration is just something to get people's attention. And it could be as simple as, when it was my birthday, I did the Russell Brunson's birthday dramatic demonstration, right? And we told people it was my birthday and they registered. And on the thank you page of the registration, we gave them a trial of the ClickFunnels. And from my birthday party, we got like 400 something people to join ClickFunnels, 400 plus people to join ClickFunnels, right? And so That's the goal. We do these dramatic demonstrations. So it could be like my birthday party. It could be a challenge. It could be a webinar. It doesn't really matter. Just something that gets people to register for some kind of event, some kind of promotion, some kind of dramatic demonstration, you may want to call it. They consume the dramatic demonstration. At the end of the dramatic demonstration, you make some kind of offer, right? But the key is that on the thank you page, them registering is where you're putting people into your continuity program. This is where your MRR. And so for me, I'm always looking for what's something that I can promote on the back end that's going to be exciting to ClickFunnels members. And so that's what PLR Funnels was. It was this really good offer we put together. We get like 250 pre-done products for you, like the sales letter, the actual ebook written for you. I think 52 of them had done funnels, the funnels were finished. Like it was an insanely good offer, plus training, plus a bunch of other things. And so that was the offer, was this PLR Funnels. It was $797. You got access to and rights to all of these different books. And that was what the offer was, right? And so for me, when people register at plrfunnels.com, thank you page, like, thank you so much for registering. Hey, we're going to give you two PLR products right now for free when you get a ClickFunnels account. So we promoted that. And from this one little campaign, we got over 1,000. I think it was close to like 1,200 people, maybe 1,100 and something, right? Between 1,100 and 1,200 people who actually joined ClickFunnels from my list. This is a big deal because people on my list have heard about ClickFunnels once or twice or 8 billion times. Yet from this one little tiny campaign, we were able to get over almost 1,200 people, over 1,100 people to join ClickFunnels and get a trial, right? So that happened before the webinar even started, right? So we got that. Then we did the webinar. At the end of the webinar, we sold a $797 product that converted like crazy. We had a partner in it, so they get half the money. We get half the money. And it was cool for us. And then we take that $797. We take all the sales we got. We take our profit from that. And this is the key to the linchpin that people will keep missing is like, that money is not my money. That money is now Mark Zuckerberg's money. Okay, so I take all the money. So for us, it was just shy of $1 million launch. So half of that goes to our partner. So we ended up with, I don't know, $300,000 to $400,000 in cash that we collected from the thing we sold at the back, right? So we got almost 1,200 members join ClickFunnels. We got whatever, $300,000 to $400,000, whatever, of cash collected. Now what we do is take the funnel, we evergreen it, right? So we put it in, we evergreen it. The way we evergreen it now is we're using either webinar fuel, if it's like a webinar, or we're using challenge fuel, if it's a challenge. Both are Anthony Morrison's products. Anthony's the man. So we put it, it's still a ClickFunnels funnel, but we plug in the actual thing that plays the presentations into either webinar fuel if it's a one-time presentation, challenge fuel if it's a multi-day. And then we relaunch it. We take all that money that Zuckerberg just earned, right? Everything we sold on the back, and we take 100% of that money. We dump into ads. We drive more people in. They register for PLR funnels, right? A whole bunch of them start joining ClickFunnels, which is the only real goal of this campaign. Then we do the webinar. We sell more PLR funnels. We take that money. We dump it back into ads, and that's how we're growing ClickFunnels. Is this making sense? Okay, this is this little tweak to everyone's understanding. I'm trying to get people to understand. That is the key. And so I just want to share that a little bit of that campaign so you understand, like, holy cow, this is working. And so the keys are always looking, okay, who is your dream customer, right? Now, what is it something your dream customer, like, what do they want? Not what do they need, okay? I know everyone in my world, they need ClickFunnels. What do they want? They want something, right? I remember my dad was in, worked for State Farm growing as when I was a kid. He worked for State Farm, and he used to always tell me, he's like, it's easier to sell a cure than prevention, right? You sell people what they want, not what they need. So people need ClickFunnels, but what they want it all done for them. So I'm always thinking, like, what's something that my people want the most? And so for this month's dramatic demonstration, right, the thing they want the most is to have somebody create the product for them. Like, that's the hardest thing people have. So we created an offer. We actually created the product for them. In fact, it's 250 plus eBooks that we wrote. We had writers write the eBooks. We had people write the sales letters, and we gave them both. Here's the eBook that's done. Here's the sales letter. You can put your name on it. You can rechange the title of it. You can do everything. Like, you get private label rights to this book. And here's a sales letter. And some of them, we built a whole funnel for them, and we gave it to people on silver platter, okay? So it's exactly what they want. Now they have this. Like, oh, I've got all these different products. What do they need? Well, they need ClickFunnels to actually sell it. Right? So now they're more likely to buy the thing I want them to buy. And that's the key, right? And so this is this mindset shift I want you guys to understand when you're creating your funnels and your campaigns and things like that. Does that make sense? I know I'm kind of going on the deep end of the swimming pool here, but I think we're on like episode 600 or something. So I feel like we're getting to the spot where we can start getting a little deeper, right? If not, if I'm confusing to you, go back to like episode 1 and start binge listening. Like, we've been doing this for a long time. And I want to get into some of these fun marketing campaigns. So anyway, all right, so there's a high level, just for those who are kind of understanding the linchpin, like how PLR funnels fit into it. Now I'm going to step back and just look at this from like an actual business, okay? So first off, PLR, private label rights. My question for you is, have any of you guys thought about that, like creating private label rights for your audience, right? What is like your dream customer? What is the biggest pain point they have? If you're in the marketing world like I am, one of the biggest pain points is that they don't have a product yet, right? And so I'm going to just give them the product. I see this in the e-commerce world all the time where people come into the e-commerce world like, I don't have a product. What am I going to do? And so the best offers that crush are the ones who they basically say, well, here's the done for you product. And they hook them up with a wholesaler and a drop shipper and they give them the product, okay? So the lesson for you guys is like, do you have something where you could do a done for you version for your audience? Okay. It could be a product if you're in my world, or it could be whatever in your world. Like, what's a done for you version in your world? You know? So that's the first, or not the first, but one of the things to kind of think about. Number two is, we found partners in this project. So a lot of times, a lot of times you go and if you want to create a new offer, it's like, I got to go do all the work on this. What was nice is I found partners for this, people who had already created a lot of PLR in the past. They already had a bunch of products. And so we went and we partnered with them. So don't always think every time you create a new offer, you have to do the whole thing. Like, find somebody else who has a good offer, right? These guys who we partnered with on PLR funnels, it was interesting because they've been selling private label rights forever. Some of you guys know Paul Counts. Like, Paul is someone who I've known for, man, almost a more than a decade. And he was really famous for selling private label rights all the time. And then for some reason, he stopped selling them a couple of years ago and kind of fell off. And I kept telling him, like, man, whoever does private label rights funnels is going to be rich. Like, this is a big deal. And he's like, hey, I want to do that. But he's like, you want to do it with me? I was like, yes. And so he did the work to create all the offers and the products and stuff like that. And then I was able to go and partner with him and share the revenue. Like, we brought the traffic, he brought the product. Okay. So how many times do you guys have that? You know, find people in your market who have a really, really good product. Maybe they're not good at selling. Maybe they are good at selling. I look at the partnership with the funnel scripts. Like, Jim Edwards already had software that did scripts in different markets. So I came to him and he came to me and we said, let's partner together. Let's make a new version that's just for ClickFunnels member. We'll call it Funnel Scripts. And we'll take some of your custom scripts and put them in here, right? And so we found partners like that where I didn't have to go create funnel scripts or maintain it or anything. Jim did that, right? But we were able to co-brand this thing together and we both won. So the second question I'm going to ask you guys is, do you have somebody like that in your market, right? You probably don't have time to keep creating new offers all the time, but is there somebody else who already has a really good offer? You can partner with them. Right? They bring the product, you bring your marketing or your brand or whatever, and you partner together and it gets done really, really quickly. Okay. We did something similar a little while ago with the Challenge Seekers launch. Some of you guys were part of that. I can't remember if I talked about that or recapped that in the podcast, but the same model, but we went with Pedro. And Pedro had a course called Challenge Seekers. I'm like, hey, let's make a version for us and we'll sell it. We'll split the money 50-50 on the back, because my whole goal is to get somebody to go and register for the event, for the dramatic demonstration, right? And get a ClickFunnels account. And so we gave people a challenge funnel. They registered, they got a challenge funnel on thank you page, which meant they joined ClickFunnels. Then we did the 5-day challenge. And we sold Pedro's course. He got his half of the money. We took our half. We then evergreened the funnel. We took our half and then dumped into ads. And now it's this viral loop where it's growing and it's growing and it's growing, right? If you look at any of the Russell Brunson brands and businesses, right now each business is doing one dramatic demonstration per month. Okay, and it could be something big like a 5-day challenge. It could be something smaller like a webinar. It could be something dumb like it's my birthday. Or it could be a book review. It could be a teleseminar. It could be a webinar. Like, we're doing Dan Kennedy's business, same kind of thing. Like, I can't get Dan to do a webinar. So like, we'll do a teleseminar. Dan will jump on for an hour and talk. And we get people to register for that. And then guess what? On Thank You page, we can get them to get him to promote or get we can promote continuity, his the No BS letter, right? Which gives people in the membership. And so anyway, these are just different ideas to start thinking about. Because for me, if I had to create a new offer every single month to sell my audience, I couldn't do it, right? So instead, what we do is we go and we find a partner a lot of times, then we partner up with them, and then they bring the product. And I know in my world, I'm like, okay, I know that somebody who buys this product is going to need ClickFunnels. They're going to want this thing, they're going to need ClickFunnels. They're going to want to do challenges, they're going to need ClickFunnels. They're going to want to do PLR, they're going to need ClickFunnels, right? So I'm looking at the wants and the needs. That makes sense? Okay, I know this one's in the deeper end of the pool, but I hope that some of you guys are having the light bulb moments. You're seeing like, holy cow, that's how Russell's growing ClickFunnels so big right now. That's how it's growing, despite the fact that ad costs are 4, 5, 6 times what they used to be just 2 years ago. He's still growing because of this model. So I keep preaching it from the mountaintops, yelling out like, you guys, you have to understand this. Like, this is the way to do it. Okay, and so those are the core things. And again, other pieces. When you're creating your offer, it's always looking like, what are other things you can do that you can increase the value? So when we first did this PLR funnels, the product was 52 PLR funnels, which meant my partners, they'd gone and created 52 PLR products. They had funnels, they had everything done, and that was going to be the product. And I remember that back, man, 15, 20 years ago, I had a membership site called Self-Improvement Millionaires, and I had a whole bunch of pre-done products I created back then. There were done books and sales letters. And so I was able to go and find those, and I added that to the offer. So it was like you gave another 60 self-improvement products to this offer, right? So now it made the offer more valuable. And then we went back to Nicheology.com, and we called the founder of that, and we said, hey, you know, you shut the site down, but back in the day you had the site with a lot of PLR stuff. Can we license it from you? And he literally just gave it to us. He said, yeah, go for it. You can have it. And he gave us like 147 more products. And so like this offer got sexier and sexier as we kept going on. So if you, same thing, as you're creating products, like you start thinking like, what are the things I can do? Like, can I partner? Can I license? Can I buy? Can I like, what are other things I can plug in here to make this offer even more sexy, even more exciting, right? And so I think a lot of times what a lot of marketers do is they spend so much time, like they'll create a course and they're like, oh, I need a bonus. And so they create another course. I need another bonus. I create another course. And then they have 8 different courses. It's like, don't just create more courses. Like, what are other ways you can increase the value of this offer? Like, who are other people that sold stuff similar in the past? Who no longer sells those things? Like for example, when we did FunnelFlix a couple years ago, I was trying to get people to let me put their content in the membership site. And it was crazy how many people I used to sell this course for $2,000. It's not on the market right now. Sure, you can plug it in. You can have it. And they just gave us these courses that were amazing. They just stopped using. You know, and there's like so many examples of that where there's just these amazing assets and things that people will give you just for asking, or they can license it. Maybe paying $500 or $1,000 to license it and give it to your members or things like that. Like, you don't always think you have to create everything from scratch. You know, what's crazy about this whole campaign is I didn't create anything. Right? I had partners create the back end product. We licensed content. We licensed products. I was able to find stuff that I had sold years ago that you know, sitting in my hard drive, I haven't been sold in for a long time. Like, going back in my old archives, like looking back in your Google Drive, like, what else do you have in there? Right? Dan Kennedy's, every time we have a new Dan Kennedy campaign, I open up the Google Drive that has his entire archive and start searching. I'm like, oh, there's this. Oh, there's it. And I start finding all these amazing things, you know? And so it's just exciting. And so anyway, there's a lot of things. There's like 500 little tips that we use on the PLR Funnels launch that hopefully give you some ideas on ways that you can grow your business as well. All right, that's what I'm going to end. This episode got a little long, but I got excited and I wanted to, I don't know. It's always hard to me. I have so many things I want to share with everybody. And it's always hard too, because someone just jumps into the podcast and it's the first episode I listen to. They're like, what is Russell talking about? But if you've been on this journey with me for a little while, I keep laying down these ideas, and hopefully now that you're able to pick up a lot of stuff I'm laying down a lot quicker. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoy this. Next episode, I'm going to tell you guys behind the scenes of the other launches that are happening during the same time for our supplement brand called Unfair Advantage. So I'll talk about that during the next episode. And I hope you guys enjoy that one as well, because we've done 3 dramatic demonstrations for that business. It's growing really, really quickly. And so weird. The linchpin model even works for supplement companies. So there you go. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to y'all soon.